It all started when my hair began to turn gray. People began to ask me, what do I see in the lives of Christians today that is remarkably different from the lives of Christians a generation ago? My answer is always the same. Christians today are far better trained to serve the Lord. There are conferences and seminars and workshops available to Christians that were unheard of in my early years. Subjects such as evangelism, discipleship, and the family are covered by experts in these fields. But there's one thing that seems to be lacking in today's generation. There is not an intense hunger for holiness. This shows up across the board, among new Christians, growing disciples, church workers, even among leadership. We sing more praise songs, we express more emotion, but we don't long to be holy. But the Bible is very clear that holiness of life is a cardinal characteristic of a true disciple of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul told the Romans, I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. The word here translated simple also means innocent. The word comes from the study of metal. There are pure metals like gold and iron, and there are mixed metals like steel and bronze. The word for pure, unmixed metal is the word Paul uses to describe holiness. To the Greeks in Corinth, he spelled it out by asking them five questions. What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion has light with darkness? What harmony has Christ with the devil? What has a believer in common with an unbeliever? And lastly, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? It's clear, isn't it? You can't mix light with darkness or Christ with Satan. To make this point, Paul never hesitated to go head-on against the culture in which these new converts were living. He warned them that God had called them to holiness in a culture where chastity was absolutely unknown. The same is true today. Friend, stand strong in your daily walk of discipleship. Pursue holiness at every turn and make an impact on your world with the good news of Christ. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.